Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, VJ Smith. I'm calling you live from Lafitte's restaurant in Denver, where I have just had, and you know, Erica, you know how you like to eat. I am eating biscuits and gravy with potatoes and eggs, and I'm having turkey sausage. So I'm being real healthy, Erica. I just want you to know.
Oh, come on, Jay. You going to tell me that from all the way over there? You ain't going to save me none?
Oh, I'll save you some. I'll save you some gravy, okay? We'll save you some.
Some gravy?
I'm
going
to save you some. Yeah. I've got some wonderful folks here with me. You know, I've got Chris from, he's from Minneapolis. He's the one inviting me out here. But I've got some great folks from Manual School, and they're going to call in and talk with you, too. But I know in the studio we have a wonderful guest with us. Can we introduce him and let's talk a little bit about what he's doing and who he is? And I'm glad he's in the studio with you.
Well, I'm going to let him introduce himself because I just met him
today.
Good. And all I know about him is that his name is Kovan.
Well, Kovan, tell us a little bit about yourself, Kovan.
How's it going? My name is Kovan. Full name is Kovan Baldwin. I grew up in Minneapolis. I was born in Seattle, grew up in Minneapolis, went to high school at Henry, graduate of Augsburg College last year, 2011, with a majoring in mass communications with the emphasis in broadcast and journalism, and I'm also getting ready to do some community work with my pastor at New Creation Church. He works with the Isaiah organization. I'm also an up and coming R&B singer songwriter in the music industry too as well.
Well, you know, Kovan, I knew this one thing for sure. Anybody who's trying to be an artist that wants to be a singer that really wants to be down, you know, you have to be able to do your talent. So I'm going to ask you here live on the Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio, all over the country. People are going to be calling in to talk with you and chat with you and to find out more about you. I know you put it on Facebook. Give us a quick acapella so we can hear your voice and really get connected with your sound. You got it. You got the floor worldwide. It's first. Come on, brother. Let us hear that voice.
All right. Excuse me, lady. Wanna get to the point. Don't wanna hold out. Want you to hear my voice. Voice, if it was my choice, I'd be your man, and you would understand why I do what I do. In so sad, cause I see it going through. Yeah, and I just want you to know he don't like you like I do. Mixed feelings you got, cause you know I like you. And I know we can be, that's why my mind is going crazy. Oh, just call me anytime, no matter where you are. Just pick up that phone and make that call. I've been waiting all morning, waiting all night. If you feel the need to talk, I'll make you feel right. Call me.
Oh, man. Wow. You got to clap in. Come on, y'all. Give it up. Yeah. All right. I just want you to know you have a studio audience all the way out in Denver, man, that is loving you. Matter of fact, they want to know when they can get the CD, how fast can you ship it, and, you know, are you charging shipping and handling? Because we definitely want you to bring it to Denver, bring the sound, bring it on. I love you, man. Now, tell me, how did you get connected with Mad Dads? How did this all happen? You showed up. You're at my office. I'm in Denver. You're in Minneapolis. How did this happen?
Well, I think I've been trying to get a hold of you for the past 6 months. And just being persistent about it, just being persistent about it, just hitting you up all the time, you know, like telling you that, you know, I have a message to bring to the world, you know, about my music, about bringing positive, you know, music back into the R&B industry, the music industry as a whole, you know, because I really believe in my craft and my message.
So what do you think how can your voice change the violence and the crime in the community? How can the talent that you have make an impact on that?
That's a very good question. I feel that like a lot of times in the music industry, a lot of young people, they look up, you know, to those artists as far as like a Lil Wayne, you know, like a Trey Songz or Chris Brown. You know, they look up to those people, you know, as role models, and they listen to the music. And I feel like a lot of times they act upon, you know, what they hear and what they're listening to. So I want to be that voice, that positive role model, you know, that someone looks up to. And, like, you know, I want to be like Kovan because I like the message that he's delivering, you know, and it's positive. And, I mean, like I tell people, I have three younger sisters. You know, they're all younger than me, so I want to set a prime example for them and be a role model for them and let them know that, you know, they're all positive males, you know, positive young African-American males, you know, that can make a difference in them.
Well, that's wonderful, man, and I'm excited. Have you recorded any songs already?
Yes, I actually have about 7 or 8 songs recorded right now. The album actually is not going to be out until after I sign with a record label, which is in the works right now. And I have a new music video that's going to be hitting worldwide at New Year's Eve. It's called Next to You, and it's directed by Anthony. It's directed by Anthony, who's actually in the studio right now, too. He serves as, like, my co-manager as well.
So he serves as your co-manager, so you have two managers?
Yes. My first manager, his name is AGR Harrison of the Wu-Tang Clan.
And is he in there, too?
No, he lives in Pennsylvania. Actually, he lives in Massachusetts, actually.
But let's get your co-manager. What's his name again?
Anthony Ibogan.
Hey, Anthony, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How about you?
Good. Now, how many people do you manage? Just one person or multiple people?
No, just Kovan right here.
And how did you get into managing folks? How did you get into that?
You know, I've been working with Kovan for quite a while right now. And, you know, I really support his positive movement and his music as well. His creativity and craft, it just all goes well together. You know, I decided to help his career out and, you know, try to get him to the top.
Well, that's great, man. And thank you for being his manager. I look forward to meeting him. I was hoping I could meet him today, but I got called by Chris to come out to Denver. So I'm out here. I'm going to get John to call in now. He's going to call in, and we're going to talk to him about what we're doing out in Denver. Kovan, I just want to know, how can the people help you? And Erica, do we have – it's a 720 number he's going to call in on. Erica, do we have any other callers on that want to talk to Kovan?
No, sir.
Did you get in touch with Marco?
I texted Marco and told him to have all the guys call in. Nobody's called.
Well, that's okay, you know, because there's people listening in all over the nation. They're just listening on their computers, and they're listening in. And, Kovan, how do people get in touch with you if they want to be a part of what you're doing?
Well, people actually, my name's pronounced Kovan. It gets
Kovan,
mispronounced
thank you
all the
for
time.
Correcting me.
Yep. It's all right. But people can get in contact with me. I actually have an official website that's www.iamkovan.com. And then also you can get in touch with me on Facebook, Kovan Baldwin, as well as YouTube. Kovan Music 1 is my username on YouTube, and KB Music 3 on Twitter.
Okay. And we would definitely want to get in touch with you. And are you going to leave a CD for us to have at the office so we can listen to you?
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that again?
Are you going to leave us a CD so we can have that to play at the office? Of your music?
Oh, it's going to be released on iTunes pretty soon. I can get you a hard copy. I can get you a hard copy.
Well, get us a hard copy. And did Erica, did John call in yet?
I have a 612-751 number on here, but they don't want to speak.
No, this is he's calling in right now. He's going to push you on, and he's going to talk a little bit about what we were able to do down here in Denver and the impact we're able to have on some of the kids there. So he's going to be calling in, and then we'll go back to Conan. Conan, we're going to talk to you in just a little bit. I'm so glad you're in the studio. We're going to give you most of the time. I just want to give all my friends and stuff here. We got a live studio audience right here in Denver just for you, Kovan. They heard your song. They love you, man. One of the girls here wants to kiss you. I said, I don't think you can do that. You know, she. I said, don't you want to see him first? She said, with a voice like that, I'll kiss him now. I said, hold up. And not only is he right, cute.
Hey, I got Don on here. I'm going to turn him on.
Hey, Covan, I just want you to know, not only is she cute, but she's 71 years old. So, is she 70? Okay. So, you know, I mean, if we're going to kiss her, we got to make it quick, okay? Hey, listen, have we got John on the phone?
Yes, we do.
I'm here.
Hi, John.
What?
Hi, Erica. We're enjoying having DJ here with us in Denver.
Tell them a little bit about what we did today, John.
We were at a community high school that is seeking to build character in its students, and we have a character curriculum called Crossroads, and so we're at about lesson 30, 35, and a 50-lesson period. And we had just finished talking about how do we have life skills that relate to choices? And tomorrow we start with how do we have a second chance and where do we go with navigating the future? So DJ hit the perfect spot in the middle, talking about his own life and what his involvement is in Minneapolis. So it was a great thing.
And John, tell me a little bit about this school. This is a unique school. This school has so much gang violence that they shut the school down. And they had at the time, how many students did they have, John?
I think there are about 350 students now. They were as large as 1,500 at one point in time. They went through the period of busing in Denver where it was a split school between white and black, and it really harmed the school from the standpoint of community involvement because so many of the parents were a long distance away. And so they're really rebuilding it with the support of the community parents and various organizations, and they have volunteers coming in and doing electives that are called community cares. And we're one of those courses, and the kids get 5 credits. It's a 10-week, 5-day-a-week class. And but the whole environment of the school is to encourage character development, responsibility, and to develop the kids. That it's now a year-round school with only about a month off in the summer, longer school days, but with a lot of different field trip kind of opportunities for all the students to give them a greater life experience.
Hey, John, I thank you very much. That was John calling you from Denver, and I want to thank John. Tell them, John, a little bit about, if they want to find out more about your program, how would they find out more about it?
The easiest thing would be www.crossroadslink.org, and that will connect with our headquarters in Orlando. And if they put John Jacobson on it, then the people that are there will know that it's come out of this phone call. I would just say that it's fun for me to be talking to Minneapolis because my wife was there for 3 years in the 60s, and we were married in Edina in 1968. So I feel like I'm half there and half here.
Hey, that's a wonderful thing. And, you know, in 68, Erica wasn't even born, I don't think. So... She wasn't even around. She was just, you know, Erica. She was not even around. But she,
about 68.
Erica, don't try to talk back. You know you weren't around in 68. you know, but this is wonderful, John. Thank you for all the work that you and everybody else is doing. Let them know who the audience is, the audience for the Mad Dad Blog Talk Radio that has been clapping for my brother and all his wonderful singing. Introduce all the people that were here at the table today.
Well, the group here at the table are part of the Crossroads team teaching at Manual. We're on staff with Crew Campus Crusade. We have an intern, Diana, that's here from North Carolina for a year, or Virginia. I keep putting her in North Carolina, and she keeps correcting me. Has been out on a number of summer projects. And then Suzanne is somebody from our church who's really had a heart for what we're doing and has volunteered starting in August and got trained, and she's been every day at class and a great contributor. So that's the four of us here. And my wife, Margaret. So it's
only
John and Margaret. I said the two of us, but I never named her, so I don't want to leave that out for sure.
And don't forget Chris is here, too. So Chris is here. We're all here. And so we're having a great time. John, thanks a lot. We'll let John go. He can get off the phone. I'm going to let him go. But what I am going to say is that we do have a birthday girl here. So happy birthday. The pump is full. Okay. Anyway, she's celebrating her 50th birthday. And so she was wondering, could you sing happy birthday to her? I mean, she was just wondering, could you kind of do that for her?
I would love to. What is her name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne?
Yep.
How you doing, Suzanne?
I'm doing great, thanks.
That's good. Okay, yeah, I would love to sing happy birthday to you. That's one of my favorite songs, actually.
Let's do it.
All right, here it goes. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday, dear Suzanne. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
yeah. All right, man, that's solid. You know, you don't get it. Hey, let me just ask you this, bro. Did you ever expect that you'd be on Blog Talk Radio with an audience all the way in Denver saluting you and your wonderful singing?
I would have never expected it. No. No, I wouldn't.
Wasn't that worth the wait, the 6 month wait? That was worth the 6 month wait. Now, you know that you, Erica, I just want you to know something. Erica's in the studio. She's always hungry. And I want you to know that I hope you can feed her, man, because she's real mean if she don't get no food. So you look at her, you can tell now. I don't look at her body because it don't show that she can eat a lot, but she can eat a lot. Okay? So I hope you got a bag lunch or something for her because she's going to need something, all right?
I want a Big Mac, VJ.
You want a Big Mac? Okay. Okay. I'll see what I can do if I can ship one to you. Listen, I just want to know, tell me, what do you think we can do to help young people? As a young person, what do you think some of the things we can do to stop crime, to stop violence? You know, we're not going to stop it all, but what can we do to help young people?
Well, this is Anthony. One of my suggestions is, first and foremost, education. A lot of kids now today, they take education for granted, as far as, you know, doing excessively well in schools, you know, and as well as our public school system, you know, they're not taking the time out, you know, trying to reach out to our kids, especially young African-American kids,
mm-hmm.
In order to teach them, in order to just one-on-one, you know, student-teacher, you know, together, just getting down to the books, you know, understanding, helping, and I feel that that's our main kind of issue and struggle within our community today is a lot of kids and student teachers take education for granted.
Absolutely. I agree with you there. And that's what we just talked about in the class today, mm-hmm. how critical it is to have goals. You know, some of those students didn't even have goals. They don't know what they want to be.
Yeah.
Some of those students were in the 11th grade and had not talked to a career counselor. Mm-hmm. Some of those students were so easy to make jokes and laugh, but they didn't have a vision on what was going to happen for them tomorrow. And so that's a serious problem. And we got real issues that we have to deal with because those are the same kids that will get hits on crack, that will get involved in gangs, that will get shot, get killed, and all of those things. So that's important for us to turn their lives around. Anthony, you're absolutely right. I think music is a key, too, because your words that you put in a song could transform a life. That's why it's important to write songs that our kids can relate to. You agree?
Yeah, yep, I totally agree with you.
So what are the names of some of your songs and what are the themes of some of those songs that you wrote?
Oh, well, actually, there's a song that I haven't put it out there yet, but there's a song called What Can We Do, and it actually touches on some of the violence and struggles that we're going through, you know, as a community in North Minneapolis.
Can I get a little sample? Just give me a little sample of that. What Can We Do? I like the theme. I like the way it sounds. Give me a little bit of it.
Okay. There seems to be a lot of paranoia lately. Several youth dying, Communities are aching. What justifies the memes? Why they gotta die? Is it gang related? What's taking lives? And homicides up. In 2010, they talk about change, but what the hell is it? So that's a little bit about what can we do.
I like that. That's real talk. Yeah. That's real talk. That's all the stuff you're talking about, real stuff that's going on right now in our community. And that's the kind of thing that we got to take action on. I want you to know, man, I'm really proud of you. I'm so proud of you, and I want you to come back real soon and be on my radio show. I want you to come back and do more on Blog Talk Radio. I want you to be a guest again. I want to thank you for being on this show. I want to thank everyone. Now, Erica, what I want you to do is for the last 10 minutes of the show, let my brother talk about whatever he wants to talk about. Let him do whatever he wants to do. I'm going to go back to Denver and do what I do best, which is, and what you do best too, Erica. I'm going to do that. So I'll let y'all close the show out. And just, you know, give him a chance to say whatever he wants to say. On behalf of Mad Dads, I thank you guys for all letting me tune in for the first 20 minutes. I'm going to give the next 10 to Erica. What that means, sir, is that Erica's not going to talk much to you. She's going to let you do all the talking. But y'all, okay. Y'all keep the show going. Y'all keep it focused. And y'all handle it, hold it down for me. And remember that we meet every Tuesday at 3023 4th Avenue South, men, women, children, daycare, free food, everything for you. All you got to do is come on down, and we have everything set up for you tonight. Everybody will be there, Jack Strotter, Stan, you got Gil Baggett, you got the whole team there ready to receive your family. And, you know, some days we have a little basket of food, some meat for you, maybe some goodies for you. So you come on down, you never know what we're going to get. Erica's out. Well, Erica shows up sometimes. If we don't feed her ahead of time, she'll stay for the group. But I know that we might be able to get her even there, too. But come on down to 3023 4th Avenue every Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 7. Want to see your families there. We're about relationships, building healthy relationships, and building great parents in our community. If you got great parents, you got a great community. If you got a good relationship, you got a great family. That's what we're about. So come on down. You even get a little stipend if you graduate. 8 weeks for the parenting group. It's 4 weeks for the relationship group. And each one of those, you get a stipend for ending and graduating from that group. I'm excited. You need to call us, 612-822-0802, Blog Talk Radio. Erica will give you the number to call in. I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. www.MinneapolisMadGuys.org. That's the place to be. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, BJ. You had 10 minutes. Now you've got 7.
All right, man. Who wants to spearhead the conversation?
I don't
know. Yeah, apparently all I do is eat.
Right.
But as for Kovan's career right now, we just finished wrapping up his next music video titled Next to You. We're having a video release get together by the end of the month on
the 29th, December 29th.
Yeah,
at the La Quinta.
And then also the video will be releasing for the new year of 2013. So you know, we're very excited about that, as well as we're working on. Constantly working on new music, and yeah, that's about it.
Do you have any live shows, or do you do any concerts or anything like that?
Well, we just got the word in that we will be performing for the
event coming up with the RT Ryback and.
Oh, okay. You guys are gonna do the fundraiser?
Yeah,
that's the fine line.
Yeah, we're gonna perform
fabulous.
The annual benefit. Yeah.
So you guys will be able to see him on Tuesday, December 11th at. The Fine Line Cafe. Tickets are $40, $50 at the door, so don't wait. Come in advance, come to Mad Dad's office and come get the tickets. They're $40. That's the 11th at the Fine Line Cafe from 11 to 2. Jamecia Bennett will also be there. We'll have R.T. Ryback will be there. Reg Chapman will be emceeing the ceremony.
We just had an interview with Reg Chapman about a month ago.
Channel 4.
It hasn't aired yet. It's supposed to air. So me and we're gonna hassle Reg on Tuesday. Reg, if you're listening, we're coming for you.
Find out what happened in that interview.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that you can see him there. Then I guess so definitely come and see. Come get tickets for the Mad Dad's fundraiser.
And then we have a few other shows coming up, too. There's one on December 14th at the Cos.
Yeah.
The Cos and Spirit Soundbar, I believe, for Prince Carlton's event. It's like the winter pre-festival bash. Tickets are only $5. Make sure y'all get those. You can contact Prince Carlton on Facebook. And then there's a few more shows that we have coming up, too.
Yes, we do. It's just we're very, very busy. We have a lot of shows lined up in December. And I know this month is going to be very hectic for us. So,
what's that other show? There's another December show.
Yeah.
December
2nd. Oh, we got a new caller, 9110. If you want to talk, just hit that one button.
Go ahead. Call us in. Come on now. Ask us anything.
We got 4.5 minutes left, and we're running out of stuff to talk about.
All you gotta do is hit. All you gotta do is hit that one.
Or we can just pop them in. And
yeah, can
surprise them. Yeah, there we go. Hey, they voluntarily hit one. Hey, how you doing? Hello, 9110.
What's happening? What's happening? Yeah, just talking. Just shout back. Just checking in, man. I didn't get a chance to get into the combo today. My bad. I called late. Shit. I've been trying to catch y'all, though. How y'all doing today, man? Much love to y'all in Minnesota.
Hey, somebody. We got another artist, Colvine, here today. This is Erica. VJ's in Colorado.
That's what's happening with it, Erica. How you doing today?
All right. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's good? What's the issue today? What's going on? I'm sorry. I called late. I'm sorry I came late. I'll be trying to catch. I'll be so busy on these streets, man. It's crazy. I'll try to catch this show, man.
Well, we got 3.5 minutes. Catch us up on what you've been doing for the community, somebody.
Woo! Oh, right now, so I just kept coming back from 2 funerals, so I'm on my way to Chicago. Finna go do a couple more funerals. I mean, two of my other guys that got killed the other day, so I'm like, I've been stressed out trying to get these funerals straightened out, man, with my guys now, man. So I really been having to work hard on getting this music done and getting these book signings done. So, you know, I've been trying to focus on them as well as, you know what I mean, I've been mourning. But, you know what I mean, God been walking with me. So, you know.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's too bad.
You got to keep praying, fam, and keep doing what I do, you know what I mean, because these streets ain't no joke out here, family. You know, so.
That prayer keeps strong, though.
Yeah, we working, though, you know what I mean? We got a lot of stuff going on right now. I just was calling to check in on y'all because I ain't had a chance to get a chance to check in on y'all in a minute. And,
well, we've been working hard. We got a fundraiser coming up on December 11th at the Fine Line Cafe from 11 to 2. We've been working hard on over here.
What day, December 11th?
Yes, Tuesday, December 11th from 11 to 2. We got Jamecia Bennett, and now we've got Colvine performing also. And the mayor's going to be there. Yep. So if you are in town, please feel free to stop by.
Oh, okay. That's a done deal, then. I'm glad you told me that because I'll be back in Minnesota December 4th.
Yeah, oh, so okay. Fabulous.
I'll be out there the 4th through the New Year, so we can do some work. So I'll definitely be over there. I'll definitely be attending that joint over there.
Okay, I'll have VJ get in contact with you then about that.
Okay, that'll be love right there, baby. Y'all be blessed out there in Minnesota, man, and stay safe. God bless, you know.
All right, thank you. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, somebody.
Thank y'all.
So we got 1 minute.
All right, we got 1 minute left. Colvine, why don't you give them all your information one more time so they know where to find you at?
All right, y'all can find me at www.imcolvine.com. That's K-O-V-A-N. As well, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/imcolvine, as well as Twitter, KBMusic3, YouTube, ColvineMusic1, and Reverb Nation, Colvine Official. And like Anthony was saying earlier, be on the lookout for that new music video coming out next to you, December 31st, New Year's Eve, and look for it on a TV station near you.
Yeah, it was an honor to be on this station today. We'd like to just give a thanks to Mad Dads and also VJ, as well as Erica and the Mad Dads staff and team. It was a great honor to be on the station today, and we just want to thank you guys, all you guys as fans out there, especially out in Denver, too. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Suzanne. should probably be off. But,
all right. Thanks, guys, for listening. If you have any questions, you need to get in contact with Mad Dad, 612-455-4630. Y'all have a blessed day.